Welcome back to Advanced Biblical Foundations. This is session number 7 on physical healing. I hope that some of you have been healed. Our prayer is that if we do this, that we wouldn't just communicate information, but that we'd really be imparting healing to you. That, again, we're healed by His stripes, but we're, at the same time, we have to believe in the Word, believe in Jesus, who came to really, literally set us free. So I hope you've been blessed by this. And I want to continue today. We were in this session. I want to continue talking about just the different healings and the different things in the New Testament. We sort of stopped in the last session in Acts. I want to go back to Acts. And I'm pointing out a couple of things here that there are lots of issues. In the next session, I'm going to talk about some of the various issues that we need to at least address and deal with. This is, again, I'm not trying to do a comprehensive teaching on every issue, because I'm trying to point out the reality that Jesus came to set us free to heal us. But at the same time, there's lots of issues. We can't solve all the issues. We live in a world where there's sin and sickness and death, and we wrestle with those issues. I've wrestled with health issues myself, as I've shared previously. This is Acts chapter 8. If you'll turn to Acts chapter 8, this was after the persecution that went on in Jerusalem. Now, in verse 1, it says, "Now Saul, consenting to the death of Stephen, at the time a great persecution arose against the church, which is at Jerusalem, and they were scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them." Now remember Acts chapter 1, he said, "Don't go until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth." So Philip goes down to Samaria. "Multitude with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city." Obviously, the great joy. The point I want to make here, the healing, we've been talking about healing is part of the kingdom of God. When the gospel of the kingdom is presented, and what is that? Well, it's the good news that the king has come. He has brought his rule and reign with him, and now he's calling us and commissioning us, which we saw in the last session. All disciples were commissioned to go and represent him. And he told us what to do: lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. This is what Philip was doing. And there was in verse 9, it said there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city. He astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is a great power of God." They heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. When they had believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. And Simon himself also believed, and he was baptized, continued with Philip, and was amazed seeing the miracles and the signs which were done. Now, there is so much here, but I really believe that as a people of God, the disciples, we are to be sent out. This is normal. As we preach the gospel of the kingdom, signs and wonders should be accompanying that. That's what Jesus did. He preached the gospel of the kingdom, and then he healed people and he cast out demons. He commissioned all the disciples to do the same thing. We are too. That's the reason, I believe, that we have so much sickness and so many problems, because the enemy doesn't want us to get free, so we free others. And so that's one of the reasons that we have so much activity going on in our lives, so much sickness, so much probably demonic activity. Now, again, this is not about deliverance, but you can see from Scripture that Jesus confronted evil and Philip also said many unclean spirits were there. Now, what I've said before, I'll say again, every sickness is not caused by a demon, but it could be. There could be some sicknesses caused by demonic activity. Now, I want to go to and cover a couple of passages. Go back to Luke chapter 4. We looked at Luke a little bit in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, where Jesus reads his job description out of Isaiah. But beginning in verse 38, it said that, well, in fact, if you look at verse 31, the city of Galilee, there was teaching on the Sabbath that astonished his teaching, his words with authority. Now, in the synagogue, there was a man with a spirit of an unclean demon. And he said, let us alone. So Jesus clearly confronted the evil spirits. Now, verse 38, after they had done that, he went into Simon's house. Simon's mother, wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and he made request of him concerning her. He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. Now, it doesn't say this, but it sure sounds like that was a demon. There was something there that, I mean, again, look at that. He rebuked the fever and it left her. Immediately arose and served them. It doesn't say that it was a demon, but at the same time, it sure sounds like that. Terminology is that way. Look at Matthew chapter 15. These are many of the passages we've already read, but I just want to point out in verse, this is the woman, the Syrophoenician, and she basically is saying to him, have mercy on me. My daughter, verse 22, is severely demon-possessed. Now, of course, my question is, how'd she even know that? I mean, today, we have so many issues, and I don't hear much about people talking about somebody being demon-possessed. But anyway, she kept entreating him. She came and worshiped, verse 25, and the Lord helped. She said, Lord, help me. He answered and said, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to little dogs. Okay, so what is the children's bread? Well, she says her daughter is severely demon-possessed. Then look at the terminology. He said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. What she's saying is, look, I just need a little bit. My daughter needs help. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith, let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Well, it didn't say anything about her being sick. It said that she was demon-possessed. So terminology, I'm not trying to make some major issue here, but it certainly seems like that there's a number of occasions where sickness and the demonic activity are connected. Look at Mark chapter 9. And again, if you go back and look at all the miracles that Jesus did, healings and miracles, there are many, 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 many. About half of those involve some kind of demonic activity. Now, this is Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse, let me just begin here. A boy is healed in verse 14. He came to the disciples. He saw a great multitude around him, and scribes were disputing with him. Immediately, when he saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, running to him, greeted him. He asked the scribes, what are you discussing with them? And then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, becomes rigid. And I spoke to your disciples they should cast it out, but they could not. And he answered and he said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him, and when he saw immediately, the spirit convulsed him. He fell on the ground, wallowed, foaming at the mouth. And he asked the father, how long has this been happening to him? He said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him into the fire, into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help him. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believe. And he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. He rebuked the unclean spirit, deaf and dumb spirit. I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. And spirit cried out and convulsed him as if he was dead. But he said, he is not dead. Took him by hand, lifted him up. So again, there's no clear issue of it being a healing, but I will tell you something. It was a healing deliverance, whatever you want to call it. He was greatly excited about that. We've already talked about the daughter of Abraham in Luke chapter 13, where it says a spirit of infirmity had that woman bent over, and he basically healed her. So we can go on and on and on. The point is that there could be some demonic activity. All the disciples were commissioned to cast out demons and to heal the sick. First, they were told to preach the gospel of the kingdom. So the kingdom is God's rule and reign. Jesus is the king. It's his rule and reign. So what he's trying to do is to get us to understand that when we start living like Jesus and we start proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, accompanying with it are signs and wonders, healing and miracles. Now, they were all commissioned to go out there. And so let me just say again, every sickness is not caused by a demon, but it could be. We have authority in Christ because Jesus has all authority. And because he has all authority, he has commissioned us to go. And we read the end of Mark chapter 16, to lay hands on the sick and to cast out demons. And so we've been commissioned to go out there. We're not looking for demons, but we need to be aware that sometimes there's demonic activity. One other thing that we'll talk about here in a minute is just we've got to be